Good morning. Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. And one day closer to the fund drive, one more chance to put your money in the lockbox.
Hey, David, it's very serious. We're trying to maintain our calm, but we are also optimistic. We are now up to over $150,000, $165,482. And we need, to get this $17,500, we need $375,000. So we're getting there. We're getting there. If we continue at the pace we've been going the last couple of days, we might make it. We should make it. So if everybody just does their part, we won't do it without them, without everybody participating. So look, folks, it's the station you listen to. It's the station you depend on. It's your station. We all built it together. We started with nothing. If we didn't make one fund drive, we'd be done. So get that lockbox closed so that we can have a record fund drive of just a couple of days.
WAMC.org. How about this one this morning in the editorial in the New York Times? China buys into multiple warheads. The country's decision to upgrade its nuclear arsenal could add more fuel to a regional arms race.
Well, no question about it. Look, the Chinese have been very aggressive, both economically and they've been aggressive in terms of maintaining a sort of bellicose approach towards islands and other things that they have to deal with. And so this is nothing but a threat. You start making multiple warheads and you start upgrading your nuclear strike force and you're basically yelling out to the world, we're prepared to use these things. We can only say that it's regrettable and terrible and that it is going to add fuel to the fire.
Los Angeles, the nation's second largest city, Alan, voted Tuesday to increase its minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2020, perhaps the most significant victory so far in the national push to raise the minimum wage.
That's right. Look, many people are for narrowing the income inequality that we see in this country. And of course, there will be others who continue to say that we want an open and free capitalistic system, which will mean, obviously, the way we're going, that the rich will get richer in the middle and the poor will have nothing. It is something that is opposed by many businesses because they say we can't afford to hire people at that rate. And then there are those who say that what this will lead into is an inflationary spiral where money means less. I'm not buying it personally, and I think a lot of people aren't, that there has to be a minimum ground where people just can't be expected to live beneath. So let us just see the Los Angeles thing and see how it works out.
Stay with California for a second, Alan, as they are dealing with a severe drought and there are limitations that require reduction of water use by as much as 36%. And we're seeing also the tourism industry taking a hit now because everything's browning out.
Yeah, David, you know, you take a look at Mars, they had water apparently once. And, you know, this country and this world is going to have to face facts. Now, there are some things that can be done. You can desalinize. You can set up plants of that kind. And Israel has done it. Other people have done it. It's very, very expensive. And you have to hope that we can stay on a timeline where before water disappears, and we see fights between Colorado and California. That's the kind of thing you can expect in the future if we continue to put our heads in the sand and not confront our issues.
Finally, see if you fall in this category. A new survey commissioned by AT&T shows that many motorists have expanded their behind-the-wheel activities beyond texting to include Facebook, Snapchat, Twitter, taking selfies, even shooting videos, not to mention combing your hair and shaving.
It takes 1 second, and then you're done. You take your eye off the road, and you can absolutely have an accident. We know it statistically, and that's why Andrew Cuomo and others have called the rest stops tech stops, because they're trying to get people to change their behavior, only it's getting worse, not better. The good news is that on the horizon, we are seeing self-driving cars and other safety features which will make our cars safer.